How are you? Happy, 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 happy Friday. How many happies can you say on a Friday? As many as you want to. That's all there is to it, all right? So today, a lot of thought about mindfulness, mental health going on. And mindfulness is one of those interesting things. And I tend to fall in the category of being mindful. A lot of people say mindfulness is like a focus on nothing kind of thing in the moment, right? And so I've never found very many people at all that can focus on nothing. So I focus on some thoughts to be mindful of what I'm doing. A lot of ways to talk about that. And we'll chat about one of them today. Mindfulness starter thoughts. Cool stuff. It's the Daily Boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Every single one of them. Because life begins when you move. You're the boss of you. You have some ideas about what you want to do. So I'm the boss of me. I'm going to do this. This is going to be my world. Ever since I was a kid, this is what I said I was going to do. And then maybe it didn't work out. I changed my mind, but I decided to do this instead. And then something else happened. I decided to do that instead. And sometimes I decided to do it, and then I just didn't do it anyway. You're the boss of you. You are. Come here. Real close. Nobody's coming to save you. Mm-mm. Nobody's going to swoop in and make you a millionaire. Nobody's going to make you a TV star, an internet star these days. Nobody's going to help you figure out the world. It's not going to happen. You're going to get mentors along the way. You are going to get that. And sometimes if you need to be saved, some people are going to do that. But for the most part, they're going to stop you from whatever you're doing. And then you've got to go save yourself. So if anything, is that positive or did that just scare the crap out of you? Nobody's going to save you. Responsibility is the ultimate thing that you can do in terms of getting what you want. So if you're the boss of you and you just to say that I'm the boss of me, this is what I want in my life and take responsibility for it and go out and do it. And you know, the real positive thing about this is the minute you do, you're going to be so happy. And everybody around you, here's what they're going to say. It's about time. We've seen that in forever. Why did you take so long to do it? You know, I'm right. Mm-hmm. Don't have to be right, but I am on that one. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's HIMS.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Hey, it's me, Scott Smith, founder, chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. Happy to have you here. I'm not sure if I introduced myself already, but I just did again. Facebook group, facebook.com/group/Daily Boost Podcast. It's cool, cool people. And that's our first rule, be nice and be cool. And if you're not nice and you're not cool, you're not part of our group. That's cool. And if you are nice and cool, then gosh, I want to meet you. Can you come over and play with me a little bit? That'd be cool. A lot of folks are asking me some questions over there because they're hanging out and getting to know me a little bit more and interacting with me. And I'm in and out of there quite a bit throughout the day, but they said, Scott, do you have rules of your life? Of course I do. We all have rules. Do I follow them all the time? I try to. What are a couple of my rules right now? Let me look here. Okay. I live my own economy. I focus on wealth and my money. Everything takes money to do it. And I do that not obsessively, but I just understand that I create my own economy. Again, nothing's going to save me. So that's a rule of mine. I don't watch the news, sort of. I watch maybe 10, 15 minutes of news a day. I check in to see what's going on. That's about it. I don't drink. You don't drink, Scott? I thought you drank. I used to drink. I did. Did you have a problem, Scott? No, not really. I just one day got up and I went, yeah, 42 years of beer and wine and whatever else I got into. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to, enough of that stuff. I'm just going to stop. I got other stuff to do. And that's a rule of mine right now. And I stopped. Will I do it again? Yeah, maybe. We'll see. I don't really care. I'm mindful when I can be. I try to stay there. I eat 1,500 calories a day. That's my diet. I will go up here in the future. That's my rule. I get up between 5 and 6 a.m. I need 7 hours sleep a night. And I do sleep in on Sunday, no matter how much sleep I need. Couple of rules of mine. So one last thing before the show today and some starter thoughts for you. A lot of stuff packed in. You guys listen to the show a couple times today, but we always ask the question on Friday. How do I want to feel? It's a neat question. You know, it goes right to your subconscious mind and the understanding that you want to feel good about life, upbeat, positive, whatever. You can define that yourself. I don't want to put words in your mouth. But it goes to that very raw source of you saying, listen, this is how I feel like I should want to feel and how I think who I am. It's who I know I am. It's how my life should roll. And all I'm saying is when you take the time, a few minutes, hopefully every day, to ask yourself how you want to feel, that it's just a matter of time before you start actually acting out on that. So how do you want to feel? All right, so some mindfulness starter thoughts, if I may. You might want to write some of these down. We'll see. But everything I think that you do and that I do and that guy, I'm not sure. But it's what you think is logical in your mind, that's for sure. I like to think everything is directed by my Scott logic, but my Scott logic has been highly refined over the years. I did. Back in the day, and probably even today, right in this show right now, somebody says, Scott logic, what the hell is he thinking? That's okay. It's cool. Listen, my logic and my doesn't always align with my mouth, but if you want to know what I'm thinking, ask me. I'll tell you. Is it common sense? Is it experience-based? Yeah, pretty much. Is it how you choose to live? Yeah. Mostly, it's just kind of a filter in my mind, a filter in your mind, all right? So there's a few filters I have, like kind of my rules, but these are kind of filters. But these are things that I have learned over time, and ask anybody who's been alive more than 10 or 15 years beyond figuring out life. Meaning, you've done the stuff, and then you've said, okay, now what do I do? Like the kids moved out and went to college, something like that. Like, okay, you start figuring stuff out, right? So here's a couple of words of wisdom for you. Life is long enough, but not for everybody. Da-da-da. That's true. Life is not long enough. Yeah, sure it is. But not for everybody. Pop Saget ring come to mind. Life goes quickly. Not if you're bored. You want life to slow down? Just be bored. Life passes slowly when you're fishing, as it should. Wait a second. Scott. You mean life is slow when I'm fishing, but fishing doesn't make me bored. It's a special thing. It's a special magic of the universe. Only fishermen know it. Some people are too serious. Others are not serious enough. Both disagree with the other. Cool. No worries. I, a long time ago, figured out that some really serious people, to them, that was fun. Scott logic. You must stand in another person's shoes to understand how they see you. You see the new Shaq commercial, standing in somebody else's shoes? It's true. And you can metaphorically do it. Just switch your brain around. Go, okay, if I were in their shoes right now, and I don't like Crocs, but I'll get in there anyway, and really think about how they're looking at me right now, it changes your view. It does. More people in this world ought to get outside themselves. Like I'm thinking right now, what are you thinking of me? I'm like, oh God, I'm in trouble. The reward for hard work is a chance to work more. Da, da, da. I've said this for years. Gary Vaynerchuk ripped me off on that one. But it's true. The reward for laziness is a chance to be lazy more. The reward for hard work is a chance to work more. People think when I work hard, I'll get what I want and then I'll relax. Nope. Because if you do it really well, people are going to be excited about you. They're going to give you more opportunity, more of a chance to do what you've done so well. Unless you're like my next door neighbors who retired and said, I did what I wanted. Well, I didn't really want to do it. I gave up my life for 30 years. Now I'm retired. I'm going to do nothing. I said, well, you'll be dead in 5 years. Huh? It's true. Statistically, it's right. Turning off your phone means it won't ring. That's pure rocket science. I know. We don't believe it these days, do we? Yeah? There's no way to stop it. Yeah, you can turn it off. Most things in life should be in moderation. A few things should be in excess. I'll let you choose. Yeah, you probably did last weekend, didn't you? Or you're planning it this weekend. That's okay. Be safe. It takes a fraction of time to read a good book as it does to write one. Just ask me. I know that. That makes reading a good book a good investment of your time. People who read more good books earn more money. People who don't read don't understand why others earn more. I can tell you unequivocally that the DJ brain inside me, a disc jockey from the time I was very young in my early teens, started reading books one day. And now I don't even know how many it's been. It's been probably in the thousands. And I can unequivocally tell you, you earn more money and you feel better and smarter when you do. So do it. Saying I don't care means you do. probably more deeply than you know, but it does mean this. If you don't care about something, it just means you deeply care about maybe something else that's on your mind. You're living by your rules and your values, aren't you? Just a few things to start your thoughts of being mindful throughout the day. Some thoughts that might pop into your mind as you work through your day and life gets in the way and you say, really, it's a Friday. Why did that happen? Yeah, you know what? A lesson I learned a long time ago is I used to work and I had clients, and my clients, my entrepreneurial clients, had this bad habit. They'd give me a call like at 9 o'clock on a Friday morning, maybe noon even, and say, hey, man, I got something for you. Can you get it done by Monday morning? Yeah, what are you going to be doing? Well, I got to go out of town. I'm going to have some fun, but I need this done by Monday morning. Got it? So that's why I now plan my days on my weeks on Thursdays. So when you call me on a Friday, it's already planned a week ago. No, I can't do it. And guess what? Here's what they say. All right, cool, man. Well, get on it Monday. Let me know when you're done. I told you, they don't care. Everything you experience in life filtered through what you hold as truth, how you think. My Scott logic is that you got your own logic to choose what you hold carefully, okay, and use it to your benefit. That's it for me. I'm out of here. I'll see you Monday right here on the Daily Boost. Bye-bye.